I don't even know why I'm doing this audio, to be honest. I mean, you probably never listened to this. I probably never woke up the courage to send it to you. And this is probably a really bad idea. But fuck, I can't help it. I've been so horny since you came home and took off your stupid shirt while I was in the kitchen. Couldn't stop staring at you as you made yourself your protein shake after your workout and just chatted away mindlessly, not even noticing that I was almost drooling over you. That I was squirming in my seat because I was getting so wet thinking about what you could do to me in that kitchen. But I had to wait to relieve the tension that you built because you wanted to talk to me and chat with me, and it just made things worse because I couldn't stop imagining how it would be if you bent me over the dinner table, fucked me so hard from behind, or if you if you put me on the kitchen counter and forced my legs apart wide, not that you would have to force a lot, fucked me hard. And then I knew I had to wait some more because when I do this, when I fuck myself and get off thinking about you being hard cock pounding into me, I just can't stay quiet. I just can't stay quiet. And I can hear you downstairs. Football's on, so your friends are over, and I can hear you all loudly screaming and talking about the game. And I know, even if I'm loud, even if I scream out for you, you won't hear it. You know, it feels so wrong doing this. I feel like such a naughty slut when I fantasize about you. I shouldn't be fantasizing about my mom's boyfriend like this, but I can't help it. I just can't help think about how amazing it would be if you just came up right now and slid into my bedroom, found me here naked, sprawled out on bed with my legs spread. Just decided that I would be the perfect little fuck toy for you. Ever since the first time she introduced me to you, I couldn't stop thinking about what lays beneath those tight jeans you always wear. And it got so much worse after you moved in. I just can't stop thinking about how amazing it would be to have you fuck me every day because I'm always available. Fuck. Sorry, I just. Hit a particularly. Good spot. I just can't help but think about how amazing it would be if you realized that I was always available for you to fuck. That you could have my young, tired body in all of my holds. Oh, whenever you wanted to. You could just fuck me in the kitchen. Have me suck your cock while you watch football. Come into my room at any time of day or night to make use of my little body. You would be so much better than those boys that fuck me. You would be a real man. You would know how to take care of this cute little slut. To put her in her place. Oh, daddy, fuck. I wish you would fuck me. I don't know how you ever noticed that I want you to fuck me. Oh, with how I walk around in the house and those tight yoga pants and shorts and those tops that barely conceal anything. I mean, don't you want to fuck me? Maybe you do, but you're just scared. But you don't need to be scared. I could take whatever you give me, I promise. Oh, I would be such a good girl for you, Daddy. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Daddy, come fuck me. You can watch football later, but right now, I wish I had your big cock inside of me. Please. I don't even know where I'm recording this, but my mind is clouded with lust, and I'm getting so close, and the thought of accidentally sending this to you, or getting drunk and showing this to you, gets me so hot. Thinking about showing this to you, watching your cock get hard in your pants as you listen to your cute little soon-to-be stepdaughter beg for your cock while she gets off, while she fucks her cute little pussy. Fuck. Oh, I need you so bad, Daddy. Don't you want to fuck me and have me beg for your cock? My cute, bouncy little ass. And your hands as you hammer into me from behind. While I scream out, Daddy, please fuck me harder, please. I know you want it, and I want it so bad too. Oh, fuck, I just heard your voice screaming because your team made a goal. Oh, Danny. Oh, fuck, I need to come for you. I need to show you what a desperate little slut I am. I need to show you how good I could be for you. Daddy. Oh. This was such a bad idea. But we'll see what I do with this recording the next time I get this mind-numbingly horny, huh, Daddy? Have fun with football.